From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Syria has responded to what it calls new Israeli aggression following an earlier Israeli raid in the center of the country. Robert Berger reports for VOA in Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes launched several waves of airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone infiltrated Israeli territory on the disputed Golan Heights and was shot down. The Israeli army said a large-scale attack destroyed at least a dozen Syrian and Iranian targets in Syria. An Israeli F-16 fighter jet was also shot down and crashed inside Israel. The two pilots were injured and rushed to a hospital. The Israeli military described the drone infiltration as a severe violation of Israeli sovereignty and warned that Iran and Syria are playing with fire.
That's reporter Robert Berger. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel would do whatever was necessary to protect its sovereignty and security. A Pentagon spokesperson said Israel is America's closest security partner in the region and is entitled to defend itself against threats to its territory and its people, end quote. A diplomatic breakthrough Saturday for the Koreas. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has been invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. President Kim expressed his willingness to improve inter-Korean relations, and that message was delivered by his own sister, Kim Jo-yong. This is VOA News from Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence left South Korea Saturday, saying the U.S. and its allies are more committed than ever to dismantle North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. The vice president said he was encouraged by bilateral discussions with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Moon's talks with members of North Korea's delegation to the 2018 Winter Olympics. This Saturday, Egypt's armed forces continued what it describes as intensive airstrikes against terrorist targets and gatherings in central and north Sinai. The military campaign is part of what the Egyptian government calls Comprehensive Operation Sinai 2018. The mission, announced Friday, was intended to target, quote, terrorist and criminal elements and organizations, end quote, across Egypt. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was speaking at a news conference in Ramallah on Saturday. He was saying, "We didn't and will never refuse to negotiate. We were and still are ready to negotiate." Abbas spoke with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who visited Ramallah as part of a regional tour. The two exchanged economic agreements as part of India's drive to bolster relations in the region and with Gulf states. A norovirus that left officials at the Pyeongchang Olympics scrambling to contain it means athletes might have to worry more than just going for the gold. VOA's Carol Pearson has more on this stomach bug.
South Korean Olympic organizers called in the police to take over from quarantined workers after some tested positive for the norovirus, a stomach bug that causes nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Dr. Cynthia Sears, an infectious disease expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, spoke to VOA by Skype.
Norovirus is a virus that's exceptionally contagious. It can be spread by simply touching surfaces.
The norovirus can survive for days or even weeks. Symptoms normally last for a few days. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
And I'm Ann Ball reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.